And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 14th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of Amy Hempel, Chicago, 1951. Took a creative writing class. Teacher told her to write down her most terrible, despicable secret, something she would never live down. And she wrote her first short story, In the Cemetery Where Al Jolson is Buried, about the death of her best friend, which appeared in her first collection, Reasons to Live. Author of The Collected Stories, which came out in 2006. Amy Hempel, who says she starts each story with the last line and she writes until she gets there. Amy Hempel, who said, there's so much I can't read because I get so exasperated. Someone starts describing the character boarding the plane and pulling the seat back. And I just want to say, babe, I have been downtown. I have been up in a plane. Give me some credit. It's the birthday of Shirley Jackson, born San Francisco, 1916, whose short story, The Lottery, begins, the morning of June 27th was clear and sunny with the fresh warmth of a full summer day. The flowers were blossoming profusely, and the grass was richly green. The people of the village began to gather in the square between the post office and the bank around 10 o'clock. In some towns, there were so many people that the lottery took 2 days and had to be started on June 26th. But in this village, where there were only about 300 people, the whole lottery took less than 2 hours, so it could begin at 10 in the morning and still be through in time to allow the villagers to get home for noon dinner. The lottery, in the story, is a yearly ritual in which townspeople select one of their number and stone him or her to death. The story appeared in The New Yorker, June 1948. Many people canceled their subscriptions. They wrote angry letters, but some people wrote in wanting to know where they could go to see a lottery like the one she had described. Shirley Jackson also wrote humorous stories of family life in books like Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. And the last moonwalk took place on this date, 1972, Apollo 17. Commander Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt walked on the moon and unveiled a plaque. Here's a poem for today by Kevin Carey, Getting It Right. In grammar school, I stuttered, felt the hot panic on my face when my turn to read crept up the row. Even when I counted the paragraphs and memorized the passage, I'd trip on the first or second word, and then it would be over, the awful hesitation, the word clinging to the lining of my throat, rising only too late to avoid the laughter around me. I was never the smartest kid in the room, but I had answers I knew were right, yet was afraid to say them. Years later, it all came out, flowing sentences I practiced over and over, Shakespeare or Frost, my own tall tales in low-lit barrooms, scribbled in black-bound journals, rehearsing, anticipating my turn, my time, a way of finally getting it right. Getting It Right, a poem by Kevin Carey from Jesus Was a Homeboy, published by Kevin Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.